This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here. And we're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. So link to your instructors if you'd ever like to contact them. On the website, USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by our instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Justin is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. With us this morning, Larry Pratt. Welcome, Larry Pratt.
Hey, good to be with you.
Hey, Larry, you're the executive director of Gun Owners of America, and I am a member of Gun Owners of America, and it's delightful to be associated with you and to support your organization. It really is.
I appreciate that very much. That's an endorsement that means an awful lot, because what you're doing is so important to so many people, getting us to think about things that don't normally come to our attention. We don't normally think about why we need to be prepared because, well, isn't every day going to be just like the one before?
You know, Larry, I'll tell you an interesting story. And you're absolutely right. We don't really know what to expect. We had a lightning storm here a few weeks ago. And you've been to the farm, and you've been in the studio. So you know what the farm is like. Well, lightning struck right outside the studio window. And, okay, so you think there might be some damage and some damage to the house. What happened was this electric charge came through the wall, through the window, and I have these large batteries that support the uninterruptible power that I have for the studio. So should the power fail here, I can continue for 2 hours and run all the computers that are necessary to stay on the air. Well, this electric charge was so great, it hopped on the wires and exploded one of the two truck batteries that I used to power the studio with emergency power. Battery acid went everywhere. Now, what I'm trying to say, I mean, it was a mess. I couldn't use the studio. I was off the air the next day because I couldn't get in the studio to broadcast. The smell of
it was a toxic dump.
It was. It really was. And so we had to neutralize the acid with a strong base, and we did it, and we cleaned it all up. But it took, wearing masks and disposable clothing and lots of water and lots of baking soda to neutralize the acid. But the point I'm trying to make is everything was fine, like 1 second before that. Everything was fine. And so we just don't know what is around the corner. We really don't know. And somebody's mistake, if they're at the subway train and they're operating the subway train and they're just on the cell phone or something and they just aren't paying attention, they could cause a crash. They could cause a cascading domino effect. It could affect the lives of, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of people. So, right, we need to be prepared. And one of the things, when I opened the broadcast, I said, everyone all set, cocked, locked. I mean that in several ways. I mean that I am cocked, I am locked. I've got a .45 on my side. I've got an AR-15. It looks like about 24 inches away. Extra magazines in the studio, right? So I'm prepared that way, but I'm also cocked and locked looking for whatever might be something that would negatively affect my survival, my position, my life, my family's life, the farm animals that we have around here. So we're paying attention. And that's what cocked and locked means. It means being prepared. It means paying attention. And it also means being armed. So I wanted to
share
that
with you. That's an incredible story, though, about that lightning bolt zapping a large battery. That's just, whoa.
Well, Larry, I'm sure you've seen these uninterruptible power systems, and I have one of the finest made in the world. It's made by American Power Conversion, APC. So if you went to one of those large box stores, you could buy one of these things, especially if it's an electronics big box store that sells TVs and large electronic selection. Well, I modified it so I would have much more reserve capacity, because these UPS systems are typically designed for 5 to 10 minutes of uninterruptible power, so you can shut your computer down. Well, I didn't want to shut my computer down. I wanted to ride through, 2 hours of broadcasting if I had to. So that's why I modified it to use two truck batteries. And when I say truck batteries, I'm talking about like a Dodge 3/4 ton or a Ford or Chevy 3/4 ton pickup truck, those size batteries. But, I even had them in plastic battery boxes, like the kind you'd have on a boat, marine battery boxes to hold them and keep the acid contained and all that. Well, it blew the lid off, it blew the battery caps off, and it blew the plastic off the top of the batteries. Yeah. So, you never know. You just never know what can happen. So being prepared is important. So on that line of discussion, Larry, what assaults are coming our way trying to grab our guns from our warm hands?
Well, perhaps it was as much as a month ago, thanks in good measure to the tender mercies of faux conservative Eric Cantor, the soon-to-be ex-number two guy in the House of Representatives. A measure came up, and without any fanfare, any warning, boom, it was voted on the floor of the House. Enough Republicans voted with the Democrats that it passed, and of course goes over to the Senate and passes, and the President eagerly signs an anti-gun bill. This bill takes data. It gives nearly $20 million to the states to give data to the computer system that runs the instant background check. And people that have not been in a court of law, that have not been found in a court of law to be a danger to self or to others, all of a sudden they can't legally have a gun. And if they go to buy a gun and the instant background check is done, not only will that be denied, that purchase be denied, but it's very likely, because we've had cases like this when they started with veterans under Bush, and you get denied first, and then all of a sudden you lose your concealed carry license, and then a knock on the door because they've done a little checking and realize you got some other guns. How do they know that? They're not supposed to have that information. Right.
Right.
Right. And fork them over, Mr. Jones. We know you got them. That's how they're disarming the American people, little by little. It's not against a whole group of people all at once. It just happens one off, one at a time, nice and quiet, and people are just stunned. We've had calls from people that this very thing has happened to. So we know what we're talking about. This is how they're doing it to us, Vinny. So I think one of the things that I would take away from this, if you're having emotional problems, some sort of psychological problem, for goodness sakes, go see some clergyman, because they don't file electronic reports that are accessible to the government snoops. Keep yourself off that grid. It's not the thing to do. They want all the guns, and they're pretty clever the way they're going at it. And this president promised that he would use his phone and his pen, and this is one of the ways that he's coming at us.
Now, in 1938, Adolf Hitler signed the Gun Control Act. And prior to that, a few murders were staged in the cities and people were crying out in the streets. This is crazy. People are dying. We got to do something. What can you do? I mean, you got to protect us. So Hitler signed the new Gun Control Act in 1938. Shortly thereafter, knowing where all the guns were, they were confiscated. Shortly thereafter, people were their homes were invaded by the SS in the middle of the night, and there was no way for the people to fight back against the SS, who were rounding them up to put them in the ghettos, the ever increasingly smaller and smaller and smaller ghettos. And ultimately, let's take a ride in this boxcar because we're going to take you to safety. Actually, we're going to take you to a work camp. Actually, we're going to put you in the shower and gas you. That's what happened in Nazi Germany in the 1930s. So, Larry Pratt, what I'm saying is, it sounds like we're on a precipice to take us right there.
Well, it's something that we'd better not be complacent about. I think there's still time to stop it, but it's clear what they're doing. They talk about the instant background check data having to be destroyed after 24 hours. Uh-huh. Then how do they researchers doing longitudinal studies on gun sales?
That's a really good point, Larry. That's a really good point that you've made.
And when they tell us that, no, you know, the law says we can only keep the information for 24 hours. Yeah, well, the law said you weren't supposed to be snooping on all the phone calls that we were making. And the law said that you weren't supposed to be using the IRS as a political bludgeon. So why should we believe that they have any integrity in this area? Our government has proven time and again it has no integrity, that it thinks that we are subjects, that we should just be laid bare to have no privacy whatsoever and to be directed by the government to do whatever it is the folks in the government think is best. And if you suggest to them that actually, you know, you work for us and we don't want you to know about us, but we want to know about you, well, they don't take that very kindly. In fact, comes to mind this chap that was in, I guess it was a 4th of July parade, and he put an outhouse up on a trailer or a truck bed, I don't remember which, and he labeled it the Obama Library. And you know that the FBI investigating that guy? Really? Really? If this weren't family radio, I could describe what kind of a move that is.
Larry Pratt's with us, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America.
Whoa! This is big! Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now's the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I'm still laughing about the Obama Presidential Library photo. Class, I just found it on the internet. I just posted it on the website, usapreparers.com. And
it's quite the reading room, eh?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's private. It's got a sign on it says Obama Presidential Library. It seems to be a
suitable source of information that the administration is handing out.
Larry Pratt, I have said that he is the worst president in the galaxy. And, you know, maybe, or he's acting. He's acting in that position, but he's the worst in the galaxy.
And Vinny,
I can't understand. Yeah.
It's not accidental. He's not a doofus. He's not an ingenue. He's not incompetent. This is his idea of fundamentally transforming the country. He hates this country. His mama was a communist. His daddy was a communist. His grandparents were ultra-liberal. This guy went to Columbia University, where professors Cloward and Piven taught him exactly what he's doing now with the immigration crisis on our border. They taught him that an Alinskyite principle, Saul Alinsky, the self-admitted small-c communist, who was all about tearing down this country with rules for radicals that would do the job. And Cloward and Piven specifically talked about overloading the system, be it people demanding welfare, some other goodie from the government, whatever it be, if you have a whole lot of people demanding it all at once, the system breaks down, people get annoyed, irritated, angry, and then you have conflict, and that's what enables the community organizer to finish the job, tearing the system down so that from the ashes can arise the perfect communist system. That was Cloward and Piven, and what we're seeing on our border right now is exactly that in the immigration crisis, where these invaders have been assured by repeated non-deportation by this administration that if you make it to the border of the United States, you're in. No problem, no questions asked. We'll accommodate you. And that's directly from the President of the United States. He has communicated that. His administration has communicated that. I'm sure it's not a big secret, if you and I have heard about it, that in Latin America they've heard about it, that the Border Patrol has been pulled back 40 miles from the border. Good grief! That's incredible. That's an invitation. You send that information down to Central America, and all of a sudden everybody's saying, Vamanos! Vamanos! Let's go!
Larry, I was thinking, I've been down to the border, and I saw the fence. I mean, I touched the fence, and I was there, literally. Now, there's a fence around the White House, right? Now, if a person were to cross that fence, hop the fence around the White House, wouldn't that person be deported to jail or prison immediately?
If they were shot.
Right. Right. As a matter of fact, someone tried to ram the fence with a vehicle and was executed on the spot. So you're absolutely right. So my point is, why is it that the address of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue has a fence around it with armed guards with machine guns? And I even believe that they've got some guys on the roof, snipers on the roof, ready to take out people for crossing that fence.
They've got some other armaments.
Whereas,
are heavier duty than machine guns.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm.
And yet
they're serious about protecting the White House, and clearly they're not, as you're indicating, they're not serious about protecting our border. And the word is out. The word is on the street, and the fact that what's so unimaginable to me is that parents care so little about kids that they'll send a 10-year-old girl unaccompanied with a coyote. Don't they know what's going to happen?
Yeah. Yep. It's a sad state of affairs. Our country's going down, and our representatives have turned into politicians, and they're ignoring us. Larry Pratt, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500. Standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Larry Pratt's with us. You've seen him on CNN, you've seen him on Fox News, you've seen him on TV, and he's a senior USAPrepares.com instructor. He's been to the farm, he's been to the Get Prepared Expo, expos, and he and I talked before the broadcast that next Get Prepared Expo, which is the early part of the second quarter of 2015, Larry Pratt plans to be speaking with us. I'm delighted that you're planning to do that, Larry. I have a question about your thoughts on concealed carry permits. Now, you know I have one, and you know that I carry my firearm open carry as well as concealed. One of the reasons I carry it open is to let people know that they do have the right to carry a firearm in public in many, many locations. So I'm trying to let people know that that is their right to do so. So that I believe that if we don't do that, pretty soon we won't be able to carry firearms. So very rarely have I had anyone say anything to me negatively about, hey, you have a gun, what are you doing? It's only happened, as a matter of fact, it's only happened 5 times. In the 8 or 9 years that I've been in Missouri. What are your thoughts about concealed carry?
Well, the answer to somebody that braces you about what are you doing, the one answer would be, I'm doing the same thing police officers do. I'm carrying the gun for my own protection. They're not carrying it for your protection.
Well, I tell them that it's my duty. It's my duty to protect myself and my family. And sometimes I'll say, and should something bad happen, even you. And they go, oh, yeah, right. As a matter of fact, I was in a getting my hair cut, and I had a rider jacket on, a blue jean rider jacket. It was a chilly day, and I was waiting for my turn to have my hair cut. And so the lady said, okay, you're next. And so I took off my jacket, hung it up on the hook, and walked toward the barber's chair. And she said, you got a gun? And I said, yeah, I do. And I said, but, I can leave. Now, everyone waiting is now looking at me and her, and we're having this discussion. I said, I can leave. I don't have to stay. And I said, but if I leave, then if something bad happens, you're on your own. And she said, well, have a seat. I guess it's okay because you've been here so many times before. I said, okay, I appreciate
like
that. Now, everyone
moment.
Listening.
Yeah.
It was. It really was. Everybody listened to what we had to say.
Excellent.
And nobody left. Nobody said, there's a guy with a gun here. I'm getting out of here. No, everybody felt a little more secure.
You had the gun properly. It was in a holster. It wasn't in your hand. Makes a big difference. Even here in Northern Virginia, where Gun Owners of America is located, I was in a store some time ago, and the cashier was near the door, which is a kind of a normal situation. And as he was counting out my change, in comes a guy with a pistol, I think it was a pistol, on his hip, handgun anyway. And clerk looked up, saw what was happening, and then went back to counting out my change. And I thought, this is pretty good. Even here in Northern Virginia, somebody that's open carrying doesn't even really cause a ripple. But that wasn't always the case. When we first enacted concealed carry legislation here in the state of Virginia, the Restaurant Association was very opposed to people being in their establishments with a firearm. So they got a carve-out. And you could carry concealed, so when you went to the supermarket and when you went to the florist, you're good to go. But when you got to a restaurant that served alcohol, you couldn't do it legally. So the for a long time, I think it's – I don't even think there was legislation. It just was a matter of right. You would carry a gun openly if you wished on your hip or whatever, no problem. So the people that were the concealed carry activists started going into restaurants, even some fairly tony ones, openly carrying handguns on their hips. And that caused a lot of phone calls to police departments. People hadn't seen that before because people typically would carry concealed. But these activists were trying to make a point. You don't want us with a concealed firearm? Okay, buddy. We're coming in with it strapped to the hip. And the police would sometimes have to be educated themselves. And then finally they got to the point where they would answer somebody that was calling with a concern, saying, well, that's their right. What? Remember one time it was a Barnes & Noble patron. He was openly carrying, perusing a book that he was considering buying. Call went to the police department, and, well, the guy's in here with a gun on his hip. Well, what's he doing? Well, he's reading a book and has some coffee. Well, call us if he's doing something wrong. So it finally got across to the Restaurant Association, okay, if the sight of a gun is more disturbing than is somebody that doesn't see a gun and hence is not concerned about it, not disturbed, then maybe we ought to just not object any longer to concealed carry, even in restaurants. So the law now is, if you're not drinking and you're in a restaurant that serves alcohol, come on in with your concealed carry firearm. And as a result, people seldom go into those places with a gun on their hip openly because, you know, the point was made. Now, down in Texas, there's an analogous but not identical situation underway now. You can carry a rifle, a long gun, openly in Texas. It's been that way since forever. Mm-hmm. But when they passed the concealed carry law, they didn't touch the prohibition on open carry of a handgun in the state. So if you got Texas and you can't open carry a handgun on your hip, oh my. So activists are now going into various establishments with long guns carried over their back, which is very proper. way to carry it, very conspicuous way to carry it, and the same thing that happened in Virginia, calls are going in, and sometimes the police have to be educated about the law, and I think the next session of the legislature could quite possibly deal with this and say, okay, you can carry openly on your hip, just keep it in your holster. Oh, just keep it in my holster. Well, I should think so, yes. Thanks for the advice.
Yeah. I was just thinking about the time you were at our house, and we're in the dining room here at the farm, and John Moore was here, and Mike Ma from Guatemala was here, John Stattmiller from Republic Broadcasting, and a bunch of us were having dinner before the Get Prepared Expo was going to kick off next day. So we're all having dinner, and I just said, just wondering, guys, how many of you are armed? Way more than half of us. I thought that was really a neat statement. You know, we're all sitting around the dining room table here at the farm, all packing. And it was, you know, it was just kind of a normal thing here at the farm, you know. It was nothing outrageous, but it just kind of indicated to me who we really are.
Well, you know, it's a statement. It's an important manifestation of a worldview. And one of the things that struck me about that was when I was interviewing Mike Adams, who's a town hall columnist, about one of his books, he recounted in the book how he had become, he was a liberal, he was an atheist, and a couple that he knew had been murdered on a roadside, and a little, you've seen them, those little floral crosses that
they're everywhere.
Are put up sometime to memorialize the tragedy that might have occurred in an accident, usually. But in this case, it was murder. And he would go by that point 5 days a week. And it started eating on him. And, you know, what if I were in the same situation they were? They didn't have a gun, and now they're dead. So he got a gun. And that was clear to me was the beginning of his movement away from liberalism, away from the notion that the government can take care of me in all areas. If you are aware that the government cannot protect the most important thing you have, your life, then you really perhaps don't want to depend on the government for anything else either. If the most important thing, they're not really up to it. So he acknowledged it. You know, I think you're right. I've never seen it that way before, Larry, but the fact that I took responsibility for my own protection, aware that, try as they might, the police simply can't help most people in a time of need. You know, even if they're there in 5 minutes, good grief, think how many bullets can fly in 5 minutes. And if they're all coming
all of them
from somebody else toward you, that's not a good thing.
You're absolutely right, Larry. I got a call from several years ago here at the farm. I got a call from our neighbor, and she said, "Vincent, you know there's a truck right outside your barn by the road." And I said, "Oh man," and this was late on a weekend night, and it was dark and late. And I said, "Oh man." She said, "Let me watch it," because she could see that part of the road from her house. I couldn't see it from our house. It was probably a third of a mile away from our farmhouse. And she called me back 5 minutes later. She said, "Still there." I'm thinking, "Oh man, this guy's, you know, shopping in my barn. He's helping himself to whatever, you know, saddles and things like that are in the barn. This is really isn't a good idea. I don't want to get involved in a gunfight tonight." So I did call the sheriff's office, and they said, "Okay, we got a deputy right down the road. He's on the next road over. He'll be right over." So my neighbor called me back half hour later. She said, "He's still there." So I called the sheriff's office, and they said, "He's right down the road. He'll be right there. He'll be right there." My neighbor called me back half hour later. She said, "He's still there." So I said, "Okay."
So now, so if I called the sheriff's office. Doing the math right, you're talking an hour.
Yeah, an hour and a half later, the sheriff's deputy arrived. He said, "I'm so sorry. I was on the other side of the county, 45 minutes away." Okay, that's if he left immediately. Right. He was the only guy on duty that night. And so I did not get involved in a gunfight. I called the state police, and they said, "Hey, you know, move on." And the state police knew the guy, so he was just seeing his girlfriend. His wife didn't know.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why are you got your
take my
when you got
the
for 2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Larry Pratt's with us. Larry, I wanted to mention that, so the deputy finally showed up.
If I could, let me just briefly circle back to what we were talking about before the bottom of the hour.
Sure.
The invasion on our border.
Right.
I have on my screen before me now a document with the title FedBizOps.gov, and it stands for Federal Business Opportunities, and it's a request for people to submit bids for escort services for unaccompanied alien children. This puppy is dated January 29, 2014.
Wow.
This was orchestrated, Vinny. This president has connived to have our country invaded. This is how much he hates this country. This is how much this Alinsky follower is trying to do to destroy this government. Escort services for unaccompanied alien children.
There you have it. Way before we even heard about it. So
absolutely,
it was planned. Absolutely planned.
This is stunning. Absolutely stunning. I'll
Larry,
send you the link
can,
so you can have
yeah,
it too.
Please send me that link and I'll post it on the website. Class, I want you to know, you've heard Larry Pratt for almost an hour this morning. And that's why I'm a member, a lifetime member, of Gun Owners of America. I'm very, very careful how I spend my money. Very careful. I'm frugal. And I bought a lifetime membership to Gun Owners of America because I thought of it as an investment in protection of my rights. I'd like you to consider the same opportunity that I took. And if you decide that you'd like to come to the Get Prepared Expo and meet Larry Pratt in person, that's coming up the first part of the second quarter of 2015, right here in Missouri. So I have not announced the exact date. As soon as I sign the contract, I will, and that should be in a couple days.
So, one other thing, Vinny, sorry about this, but I just emailed it to you and it bounced back. So when we're off the air, get me the email address I need.
Sure. I'm having problems with my email. Our website was taken over. We've gotten throttled back. It's very interesting, Larry. The freeze-dry guy, a friend of both yours and mine, has said to me, Vinny, when you're taking flack, you know you're over the target.
And amen to that.
And I know
you
take
right.
I know you take flack also. Anyway, I wanted to share very quickly. The deputy finally arrived an hour and a half later, and he said to me, why didn't you just shoot him? What? What? You mean the guy in the car outside my barn? Why didn't I shoot him? Are you kidding? He said, well, you could have shot him. Here's the point. Here's a cop in uniform with multiple magazines, a high-capacity handgun, and he's saying I could have just shot this guy.
And actually,
really?
I don't think that's good legal advice.
No, it's absolutely incorrect. I can't just you just can't go shoot somebody because he's having relations with his girlfriend outside the, you know, his wife doesn't know it, in a low part of a you know, private part road where he can't see very much.
It could be a capital offense, but it no longer is, and you're not in the position of executioner.
Right. That's exactly right. So we can't even trust the advice. Well, we certainly can't trust the IRS advice. They tell you you can't trust their own advice. But here's a guy telling me I could have shot some guy I didn't, you know, that's parking in on the road. Come on.
Well, Mr. Magistrate, the deputy told me that I could do this. And that's not going to keep me from putting you in jail, boy.
That's exactly right. And it's, you know, and that's like saying the guy, you know, the guy in the passenger seat told me that I could go 85 on this road. You know? So I was just, he told me. I mean, it's really kind of sad that we've gotten to the point where a policeman, a sheriff's deputy, would think so little of life to say something like that. Really. Larry Pratt, thanks so much for being with us.
Vinny, email me, and I'll email you back with a link.
You bet. Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America, gunowners.org, gunowners.org. Larry, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, sir.
Coming up next, we're going to talk some more about guns. Jeff Holmes, AR-15 armor, right after top of the hour. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.